This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Nothing fake here. It's all real. Conversation from Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and me, the Dougster, on the DJV program, presenting another day in our lives. It's Thursday, January the 31st. Yes, we've had a fabulous first month of the year. It's gone by so slowly. It's been wonderful because we've taken advantage of all the greatness.
Thank you, Doug.
You're welcome, Jennifer.
Well, okay. I like when you talk like this.
I know you do. So, I just went outside to take Daisy for a walk for her pee, and I'll tell you, it's
more
pretty
Daisy
damn cold.
And her bodily functions.
Well, got to go out and have our pee in the morning, and is it cold? Woof. Cold. So that's the story, I guess, much as anything else, what's going on around the world. People are talking about the 8 people that are dead, right? The record-breaking freeze. You see profiles of cities. You go around, nose around, and the water in the ocean, certainly the big areas of, I was thinking about New York, but some of the other big ports where the water is frozen.
Oh, part of the Hudson is definitely frozen in the East River, too. Yeah,
right,
for sure.
Yeah. All right, so Jennifer, what else do we have as far as the polar vortex is concerned?
I have a non-cold weather story for you.
Oh,
but
good.
Before we move on from the cold weather, have you heard of frostquakes?
No, the frostquake.
Well, WGN, which is a television affiliate in Chicago, reported that viewers in the Chicago area were awakened by a series of booms. People said they thought they were crazy. They were up all night hearing these noises, but they couldn't figure out where it was coming from. People were saying they were scared. They thought it was a furnace. They kept walking through the house and just to try to figure it out. Well, the boom was not the furnace. It wasn't something that was created by man, but it was a weather phenomenon that they call a firenado, which is a frostquake. A frostquake occurs when the water underground freezes and expands, which causes the soil and the rock to crack.
Wow.
And so you hear this booming or banging sound. It begins with this sudden drop in temperature, and Chicago definitely on the list of places where frostquakes have been happening. So if you hear a big noise and you're in one of these freeze areas, that's exactly what it is. So
that sounds like that could do some permanent damage, though.
Well, but the other side of it is, yeah, it could be if the pipes are not deep enough in the ground.
Or structural
normally
damage.
People, normally when you're building, at least in the north, you have 4 or 5 feet below the surface. That's where the water pipes and stuff go. But there's another good side to this. Those areas of the country, like New England, but other northern climes that did have a fairly soft freeze last winter, didn't get rid of the bugs. This will get rid of bugs. All of the things that go dormant in the wintertime, if you have a really good hard freeze, most of the nasty bugs, ticks, things like that that we don't like, will be dissipated. There will be a huge decrease in the population of ticks and other things that are annoying and dangerous because of the cold weather. It just kills them. It kills whatever is, if you're even
That's
buried in the
news
ground.
That's great news because the ticks don't even die out anymore. Our vet was saying that in the winter months, normally you don't have to give your dogs flea and tick stuff, but we haven't had any real cold, and so
last couple of
you
years,
have to give it to them all year long, so that's good news.
Right.
Deer ticks around here are really bad.
Awful. So there was one guy, I see the news media is taking a shot at Governor Matt Bevin of Kentucky, but he said something that I thought was kind of true. The schools and kids and how soft we're getting and wimpy we're getting, there's an element of that. But the other side of it is, down in Kentucky is not as bad as it is in Chicago, in Minneapolis, in these northern climes where it's just dangerous. So there's sort of a fine line here. If it's 10 degrees, so it's cold and that, if you don't want to send your kids to school and that's kind of wimpy. But if it's 25, 30, 35, 40 below zero, I understand.
Yeah.
I don't think that's worth it out. Yeah, it is.
Would you like to know the non-cold related trender?
Yes, please. Yes.
All right. So Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, is in the news.
Attorney
he's been
taking care of?
I think so. He's been trending. Yeah. But you remember he was attacked in his front yard. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
About a year and
That's
a half ago.
That's why he had the hernia operation.
You're right. So he was attacked by his neighbor when he was mowing the lawn. And he said he didn't know that it was coming. It was kind of a surprise deal. Well, a judge ruled on Wednesday that Rand Paul should receive $580,000 in damages from the neighbor who attacked him over a dispute about lawns. A jury took less than 2 hours to deliver the verdict after hearing 3 days of testimony in which Rand Paul testified, said he feared for his life, and it sounds like by the attack he probably should have. His neighbor was Rene Boucher, or Boucher, I'm not sure how we say it, I forgot, but he tackled him in 2017 and broke some of his ribs. He said he attacked Rand Paul after watching Rand Paul make a pile of brush near their shared property line. The day before, Boucher said he had burned another pile made by Paul with gasoline, but it caused an explosion that burned him and left him in pain. Paul addressed the outcome on Twitter on Wednesday, saying the case was meant to send a clear message to everyone that violence is not the answer. He said the lawsuit wasn't about him. It was about everyone that we find acceptable.
It's about private property rights as well.
Exactly. Yeah. What do we think is acceptable? What do we do on our own property? And so he said it's okay to have disagreements, but when they turn violent and aggressive and angry, that's when we need to draw the line.
I'm sort of surprised that he lives in a neighborhood, sort of a, sounds like a development, instead of living kind of out, and his father lives in the middle of the woods someplace. I'm surprised he doesn't.
Well, I think he
probably,
don't forget, he was an eye doctor, and so he probably lived closer to a city so he could do his practice. So it doesn't surprise me that he would live in kind of a development with real neighbors and not just a bunch of property around him.
All right, as long as we're into the heaviness of the quote-unquote real news, what's Congress doing to avoid another shutdown? What's happening?
Not
much. Is it, what, February 15th? Is anything going on between the Republicans, Democrats, White House, the judicial and the legislative branch? I mean, the executive.
Well, Trump said everything's on the table, but that their plan must involve something to do with the structure because he believes structures work, and they do, in 90% to 95% of the places where there is a border wall structure, immigration has been cut down, illegal immigration has been cut down to nearly, like, by 95%. It's huge.
Yeah.
So the president made that comment as yesterday a bipartisan committee of 17 people. These are Republicans and Democrats and members of the House and the Senate all got together to have a conversation about starting a dialogue as they try to figure out what is acceptable to Democrats, what's acceptable to Republicans, what's acceptable and something that the president will sign. They're starting at a deficit, though, because Democrats and Nancy Pelosi have indicated that they will not consider anything with a structure involved. So I have a small bit of hope because I'm an optimist that they will come up with something.
I thought they said they would.
But it probably won't.
Well, so the defense secretary is sending a couple of thousand more troops to the border to extend the military mission.
12,000. There's a caravan of 12,000 people at our border right now. There are people with skin-eating bacteria. You can look at the reports. There are sick people in this group. There are criminal people. 100 gang members were just arrested a couple of days ago in Yuma, Arizona. There are a lot of bad people trying to come in. There are also a lot of good, sick people trying to come in.
We asked the question yesterday about Mexico and what they're doing and why we don't put the heat on them instead of us getting all of this stuff and getting jammed up. Why aren't the Mexicans just keeping these people coming in? What's on their southern border? How do they have a right to just wander into Mexico and wander in this direction?
You would think that Mexico would have a vested interest in this because that means there's 12,000 sick people on their side of the country.
Right.
It's they're in Mexico. They're not in the state. So I don't know what the heck Mexico is doing, if anything.
It doesn't sound like they're doing much of anything.
Living in Los Angeles, as I do, the L.A. Times wrote a report about how Tijuana is one of the most dangerous cities on the planet, and that is due in part to these people having no place to go. They're just sitting there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, as long as we're south of the border down Brazil way, the people who were responsible, apparently, for that dam collapse, remember that from last week?
It's horrible.
Apparently, they've arrested three employees of the company that owns the dam. The company's fully cooperating with authorities. Prosecutors say the employees were involved in getting licensing for the project. This is a mining project that was done next to the dam, and they were using dynamite, and that's why the dam blew up. Dam ruptured. So 84 people were dead, 100 still missing, and a community destroyed. Good God. Can you imagine? You put yourself in their position. Just imagine something like that happening in your neighborhood. It's hard to really, unless you, you know, think about some of the movies that have been done about things like that. Wow. All I think about is, I said this, I think, yesterday, think about the Hoover Dam and what would happen under the circumstances. That's the dam I know the best, but there are other. First of all, the structural engineering feat that occurs when you're able to build a dam like that, you realize what it takes to figure out how to do it, to hold the water back while you build the dam, because you can't have the water there if you're going to build the structure. And then, you know, what it's figuring out the pressures and things. It's a really, it's a marvel of human experience and ingenuity, I think. 18 after the hour, here's something else I think. You can have a fabulous set of white teeth. I don't think it. I know it. I got my power swabs right here. Ready for this? There we go. The power swab tube, you crack open the tube. You take the swab, which is basically a Q-tip that's inside where all of this fabulous, this natural tooth detergent is, and you put it on your teeth. And it tastes, actually, it doesn't taste bad. It tastes like, kind of like toothpaste, normal-tasting toothpaste. Put it on the uppers, put it on the lowers, and watch your teeth in 5 minutes change a couple of shades whiter. And if you have a problem because you smoke, you drink, you do things that are not necessarily good for the whiteness of your teeth, and Power Swabs comes to your rescue. Instantly, you'll be amazed by the results. You really will. Power Swabs, super fast, super easy, and approved by dentists and hygienists everywhere. So if you don't want to give up on drinking coffee, tea, wine, that sort of thing, or smoking, then this is the action to take. It's a no-brainer. Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. It's the way. And by the way, not available online or in stores. The only way you can get it, getting the 50% off, I said 50% off the retail price, is to go to Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Just use the magic code DJV. Get them at half price. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Label. I remember that about this song, playing it in 1972. So it's Throwback Thursday time, one of my faves, and I think a lot of people like my interpretation of some of the music from this. Well, we go all over the place. The music relevant to all ages from the 60s through the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. Music that we can identify with this week from 1972. Top five songs. And this is a group called Badfinger, studio group. Yep, that's, they call themselves Badfinger for the obvious reason. They were sort of giving it to the music industry because the people in this group were studio musicians, and they were after the studio heads to let them record a song, and the studio heads said no, so they went on their own to a garage recording studio, and they put this song together. And that's where the Badfinger was what they were giving to the studio heads. Okay, use your imagination. Song is called Day After Day, number five this week, 1972. It was a time in music, in pop music, where we couldn't quite find our soul anymore. There's a little of this and some of that as reflected in the tunes that were popular during this week in 1972. This is a good example of being kind of all over the place. Compare and contrast this song, which was kind of weird rock, Day After Day, to the number four song done by a guy, a folk singer named Jonathan Edwards.
I don't feel much like dancing.
Song's called
Sunshine. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line.
It's a protest song, in case you can't get it from the lyrics.
Up, sounds so happy to be a protest song.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We're trying to find our musical identity after Woodstock. And, yeah. If you listen to it, though, you get it.
He can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run my life.
Like government politicians, that kind of stuff. Okay, that was number four. Of the five songs that were big hits this week in 1972, this is my favorite, Reverend Al Green. Song I used to play over and over, and even though I was a jock and would play it on the air. I played it over and over again because I love the concept and the way it sounds and feels. Number three is Let's Stay Together. Time to go back to your side. Is she here on all the R&B stations that still play his music? Became a minister in the late 80s. All right, so that's number three this week. Now, as a lady that started singing in the mid-60s in San Francisco, her name was Melanie Safka. And out of nowhere, she came up with this concept song, which immediately took because it was so unusual, much anything else. The song's called Brand New Key. Here's Melanie. Number two this week, 1972. You like this? Kind of catchy, huh, Victoria?
I ride my bike, I roll the
skate. I've heard the song before, but it's
you
not
like
my cup of tea.
Interesting. All right, well, the song that really grabbed America at this point, this was a song that was big. I remember playing it on our honeymoon in late 1971. Don McLean, a Canadian, 4 weeks at number one. This is the last week it was number one. This is American Pie. We all know this song, don't we?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I would say this is probably one of the most iconic American songs of all time.
Yes, even though the guy did it was a Canadian.
Yeah, it's funny, yeah.
Yeah, it is. All right, so that's it. Top five songs this week in 72. Day After Day, Sunshine, Let's Stay Together, Brand New Key, and American Pie. 28 after the hour on the DJB program.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah. That's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now get 20% off office supplies and furniture with coupon. That's 20% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 2nd, 2019.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calitrin, one of the best ways, if not the best way, the healthiest way anyway, to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely. The major ingredient in Calitrin is collagen, and collagen is the protein that helps you build more muscle and so many things that are dependent on collagen to make them all work well. They are all affected to the plus side when you're using Calitrin. So, go to toploss.com. You get a special deal if you check the box for DJV. The DJV program, happy to promote this product because it works. It's called Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, and you get it only online by going to toploss.com if you mention the DJV program. And as a matter of fact, when you buy three bottles, you get the fourth one free. Check that box for DJV. Go to toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Improving news for the Midwest, where Americans have been suffering through the worst temperatures and wind chills in a generation. Chicago might still approach an all-time record of 27 degrees below zero this morning, with wind chills making it feel below 50 degrees below zero. But by later today, a bit of a warming trend, if you can call it that, will start to take hold. However, the Arctic blast is now affecting the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic. The cold weather is blamed now for at least a dozen deaths. The Federal Reserve leaving interest rates unchanged after a policy meeting yesterday, and the Fed Chief Jerome Powell says the economy will still be growing this year.
At a solid pace in 2019, although likely slower than the very strong pace of 2018.
And saying inflation remains in check. And this is USA Radio News.
cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The hour here on the DJV program, Thursday the 31st of January. I love being here with you ladies. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, does my heart good, makes me feel good. I love to hear what people have to say about you and what you do, and so it's good. Round of applause. Yay!
Yay for us.
Yay for us. Or is this just the way to keep warm? Move the warm air.
Yeah, keep clapping so you don't get frostbite.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, so Victoria, what do we have cooking here?
Ooh, okay, ready? This one, I just told Kara off the air. I said, Doug's going to go nuts on this one, all right? Buckle up, Doug.
Buckle up.
This one's Doug's for you.
Buckle up.
Okay, so here's the story that's trending right now. Netflix wants to remind their viewers to stop referring to Ted Bundy as hot. Because they want to remind everyone he is a convicted killer who killed 36 women in the 70s. And, of course, this is all stemming from, it's called the Ted Bundy tapes. This is a new special. It's a four-episode special that is one of the most popular things on Netflix right now. We actually, Lewis and I just watched this a couple days ago. I didn't know anything about Ted Bundy. It was kind of a fascinating story. It really was. But the funny thing is, like, and I don't mean funny, haha, but the odd thing is back then, in the Ted Bundy tapes, when you see him, he basically represented himself in court. He was a psychopath, but he thought he was really smart, and he was not. I don't think he's good looking, but he's not ugly. So, but women back then were going crazy for him, and they would show up in court to try to like pass notes to his lawyer to give them their number and crazy stuff. So these women, and they all like women who had long hair. He only killed women who had long hair, and it was all tied in with his mother and the whole thing and psychologically, which makes sense. It all goes back to the mother, but it's. But these women would start, they had like a fan club for Ted Bundy. And even though it was very obvious that he was guilty and pretty obvious that he was a psychopath, women still loved him. And apparently that still holds true because new millennial women who are watching these tapes are going online tweeting about how hot Ted Bundy is. And so Netflix is very disturbed by this, and they want everyone to be reminded of the fact that, number one, Ted Bundy's been dead for about 30 years, or 20 years, something like that, and that he is a convicted killer, and please stop calling him hot and sexy and all the other things that women are now referring to him by. So it's creepy.
You've heard me. Make a reference to this program as being the antidote to truth decay. This is one of those episodic adventures that doesn't need to be told. The truth is, this guy was not even human. He was so bad. There are I can name in my lifetime probably a half a dozen people like him. Manson is another example.
Yeah.
The Boston Strangler. You know, these people who are not really human. They are so distorted and warped. They are so evil and bad. And yet we, make heroes out of them. As in this, they should be ashamed of themselves at Netflix. Whether they, do they have to stoop this low to get an audience to
this
crap?
No, it's really not. This does not sensationalize Ted Bundy at all. The whole thing
story,
it tells his story, but it also points out what a horrible, evil person he is or was. And so
does it point
really
out how to find? We have lots of evil people. The guy that shot up Las Vegas. They were always talking about are these kids that shoot up these schools or whatever. These are evil incarnate people who are by definition insane. So does this help us to identify people like this?
Well, that's actually really interesting because there's a movie coming out about him, too, and it's got Zac Efron in it, and so people were really worried that it was going to romanticize him or kind of glorify him, and I was thinking the same thing. You know, I've read books about him. He's super creepy. I don't really understand why we need to have movies about him. But one thing that was interesting that came out yesterday is I guess before he went to court and was arrested and went to jail, he broke into a frat house and raped, 14, 10 girls, a ton of people he assaulted in this, sorority.
He murdered two of them.
Yeah, and so one of the girls who survived was actually telling her story, and she was saying, she didn't think it was glorifying him and that it actually brought up a really important point that, young girls out there should be more careful of who they trust. And obviously they didn't have really a choice in this situation. He broke in and attacked them. But one of the biggest things that he did was that he would act like he needed help or he had a broken leg or something like that. Mm-hmm. And he would lure girls over to his car to help him out. And then he would kidnap them and do all kinds of terrible things.
Let me ask you something, Kara.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you something. Let's say this is a situation you're confronted with or some of your friends at this age. You're vulnerable more, you're young and attractive. And so you become perhaps prey. Going to this movie or seeing something like this, as the experience unfolds and you watch it on television or you watch it in the movie theater, it has an impact. Do you actually go, and this is where it would, for me, have some value, if in fact you went with a couple of people or you know a couple of people who had seen it, do you exercise your brain and have a conversation about it so that you get in depth? How many people will do that, or will they just walk out of the theater or shut the television off and say, my God, that was a horrible guy? Because if you can work your way through and discuss it and come to some conclusion about how to avoid these situations or to identify these people, then it has some value for me.
I'm sure some people will be freaked out, but I also think that people like you won't go see it in the first place. The people who would shut down and not talk about it, I don't think they're going to go see it. I think the people who are interested enough to go and watch the movie or watch the thing on Netflix, I think they're the type of people who are, they want to know what was going on in his brain, and I think they're the type of people who will discuss it and try and, I don't know, if I went and saw it, I think I would definitely have a discussion with my girlfriends to try and figure out, like, I would be so freaked out, I don't think I would ever go near a guy's car again.
Yeah. Freaky.
But see, the difference, though, is I don't really think that there needs to be a movie starring Zac Efron about this, and I don't think that the Manson movie that has Brad Pitt in it, I don't think that needs to be made either. No, I don't. But this is actually a documentary, and these are all Ted Bundy's tapes. This is him in his own words. So there's really no dramatization here. But I can tell you, though, Doug, my takeaway was the whole time I watched this with Lewis, I said, my God, this is a real reminder. If you're a woman and you're by yourself, don't trust some guy who has a sling on his arm and wants you to help him with his van. Like, you know, it was a reminder for me about personal safety, and I think women probably have that takeaway. I definitely did not think that Ted Bundy was hot. I'm not one of the women who started tweeting, wow, Ted Bundy's kind of hot. I don't think so. But it is interesting how many women did fall for that.
Yeah. Well, let's see what happens with the movie. Sunday is the Boycott Bowl. For those of you who didn't know, the people in New Orleans say that the whole business about the Super Bowl is a rip-off, and if you go to it, you're a rip-off.
So, well, I love that New Orleans is all the bars. None of the bars are going to play the Super Bowl on the TV. They're actually replaying when New Orleans won. I think it was 2010 or 2009. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the game that you'll be able to see if you're in New Orleans. Yeah, so I think it's kind of genius.
I was looking at some of my friends posting on Facebook. By the way, Facebook, speaking of posting, they made almost $7 billion in the last 3 months of last year. Even though there are scandals galore, they're still making a lot of money. It is a big American brand. And by the way, speaking of the Super Bowl, I actually have come under the influence of somebody who wants to watch the Super Bowl. And I said, okay,
Whoa.
Watch a little of that.
This is a big change. Yeah. Wow.
My Pillow, speaking of changing, those of you who need to change the way you go to bed and sleep, you're going to love these pillows, most comfortable pillows. Go to MyPillow.com and see all the testimonials there. Now, granted, they're not going to put anything in there that if somebody writes, oh, these are terrible pillows, I hate them, I'd never know. But you have to figure, these people have made and sold 32, 33 million of these pillows, so there's got to be something that makes them good. You'll find out for yourself. And it's easy because you get a 60-day money-back guarantee. So you order them, you try them, you don't like them, you send them back. But that doesn't happen to be the case with most people. Otherwise, how could they have stayed in business and made 30-some-odd million of these pillows? For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, go to MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV and get pretty much everything in the catalog at half price. Everything. The pillows that you can wash and dry, the mattresses, the mattress covers, pillows, sheets, all the whole deal. Check it out, MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV and sleep wonderfully well.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour now in the DJV program. Valentine's Day is a couple of weeks away, and we have somebody here to talk to us about how you can add some extra sweetness to your holiday by creating cards that look professional, but you've done them yourself, and maybe some decor in your home, that sort of thing. Melissa Fleur is here with us. She's co-founder of Project Nursery. She's going to share some of these Valentine's Day do-it-yourself things, especially if you're a parent, great for children, looks like. So have you started to do this with your own children yet, Melissa?
I started about a week ago. It's been a lot of fun, and it's, yes, exactly.
Right. So the idea of making it or doing it yourself, is this new or has this been around for a long time?
Oh, you know, it's been around for a long time, but we definitely encourage it. So at Project Nursery, we're all about great design and resources, but DIY is such an excellent way to really engage with your child, and especially as they get older. It's a lot of fun, and I have a couple, you know, special tools that I use to make it happen, because the key for me is pulling off professional quality-looking DIY.
Yeah, you want the kids to be proud of, and when you give them, it doesn't, you know, I mean, unless the grandparents, for example, like I, my grandson can do no wrong. Whatever he gives me is fine with me.
Exactly.
But you can create, you can give children a sense of pride, perhaps, by helping them be a little more creative. Is that sort of part of the sense here?
Absolutely. So the machine I use is called the Cricut Maker, and you're basically able to cut out almost anything. It's like, think about like a wireless printer, and there's a ton of templates I'm able to choose from. So, for example, if I want to commemorate baby's first Valentine, I was able to print out a little cute saying that said Cupid's cutest Valentine, and then I was able to take a machine called the Easy Press 2 and picture that as just, you know, an iron, but something that's very safe and simple to use. And I was able to press the logo onto the onesie. And so I had this great professional-looking onesie for about $2. And I was able to continue that and make PJs for my tween, as well as a backpack for my daughter. Now, I was able to take a plain backpack of hers, and I went ahead and I cut out a heart, and I ironed that on as well. So, again, it's safe. It's easy to use with the kids. I even, I know, classroom Valentines, those are a big thing, and that's a lot of work. So when I said I started this a week ago, it was to get ready for that. And, you know, these days, my kids aren't allowed to bring in sugar or candy for Valentine's. So I had to get extra creative, and I found some cute, inexpensive pouches. I was able to cut out shapes and hearts, and my 9-year-old son was able to help me press those hearts onto the pouches. And because we couldn't use candy, I was able to stuff pencils and crayons and erasers in there so he could pass out to his classmates.
All right, so this is something that could be done at home, could be done at school, could be done in a church group or any kind of activity group. Yeah.
If you want to look like the classroom mom star, this machine can do it all, decorating doors in the classroom. It's great for teachers. And really, it's just a lot of fun. I mean, in my house, you know, obviously I love decor, and so for every holiday, I will print out a paper banner with my kid's name, and it's easy to do with a press of a button. And so for each birthday of theirs, they have their own special banner, and they know it's coming, and it's a lot of fun.
All right, so where do we find, I'm thinking of the hobby stores, that sort of, where you order them online, where do you get the Cricut Maker and that easy press you're talking about?
Yeah, so the Cricut Maker can be found on Cricut.com, and also on Cricut.com you can find the design space where there's thousands of templates to choose from, where you can go ahead and personalize some of the templates. And it's really a great fun.
Cricut, as you might think, that's Cricut.com.
Yes.
And Easy Press, it's all part of the same, it's the same company, basically.
Exactly.
Right?
It's from the Cricut family. And so when you log on as well, you can go ahead and get the templates. You can get design ideas and project inspiration and instructions all there. And if your listeners want to see some of these projects in real life, check out Project Nursery's Instagram. It's all there.
All right. This is good because I think, among other things, teaches children to be a little more creative. It makes their motor skills, it's good because it coordinates. I mean, it's good all the way around. Kind of a sense of satisfaction when you're all done. So, under the circumstances, again, as Valentine's Day is right around the corner, go to Cricut.com and take all of the advice that has been sent our way by Melissa Fleur. Thank you, Melissa, and happy Valentine's Day. 10 before the hour on the DJB Show.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use.
Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wait for it. There it is. Got it? Hey! Figured it out. That's music from one of the most iconic television experiences you could ever have. I don't like to be scared at all. The best episode I ever saw of this, and I didn't watch all of them for a lot of reasons because I don't like to be scared, was the one Shatner was in. And almost early, in the early career, Chucker defined him in a manner of speaking. Don't you think? I mean, he was like a kid.
He did a handful of them. He did the one on the plane where he's a petrified
outside the
passenger.
Yeah.
Right, that sees this monster outside the plane. Nobody believes him until the end he's proved right. And then he did another classic episode in a diner when him and his, I believe, girlfriend or fiance are in a diner reading it's like one of those fortune teller machines. It was a good episode. Listen, I agree with you. I think The Twilight Zone is, for me, it's my favorite all-time TV show, and that says
is it?
A lot. Besides scary, it's very thought-provoking, and if it is scary, it's because Rod Serling had great insight into human nature.
Human emotions,
he really did.
Yeah.
He was,
I
tell you, he died of lung cancer, I believe, but reportedly, he supposedly gave all his energy into that show. He wrote more than half the scripts for that show, and he put all his energy into doing it. And the reason we play that theme is because CBS Streaming announced that their rebooted Twilight Zone series, which is going to be hosted and created by Jordan Peele, the guy who did the movie Get Out, the big hit film that hit theaters last year, is going to hit CBS Streaming this April. So for Twilight,
but nobody watches CBS streaming. Who watches?
Well,
it,
you know,
that,
you know? Yeah, it's true. One other thing, and well, this is why people, you know, you add quality programming to one of these streaming services, and more people will watch. The same streaming service that announced that they're going to do a 10-episode miniseries of Stephen King's The Stand. Now, it was a miniseries. It's an epic Stephen King novel, great novel. It was a miniseries back in the 80s, which I absolutely loved. I thought it was terrific. Gary Sinise and Molly Ringwald headlined that original cast. But they're going to bring back The Stand for a 10-episode series also on CBS streaming. So that, you know, the more they do, the more they get people wanting to take advantage of it.
Yeah, all right, so that makes sense. Chucker has more movie news for us right after this.
This report is brought to you by Toyota. Toyota introduces the new 2019 Corolla hatchback. The fun-to-drive model evokes style without compromise while boosting Toyota's newest, most technologically advanced features in a small car. With its lengthy list of standard features that includes Intune 3.0 with Apple CarPlay and Amazon Alexa connectivity, a revised Sport 2 suspension, and Toyota Safety Sense 2.0, Corolla hatchback strikes a resounding chord with drivers who value authenticity, utility, safety, and style. Peter Greenberg, Emmy-winning investigative reporter.
I grew up driving a small stick-shift car with no power. It was a struggle. But what I've discovered with the Corolla hatchback is a powerful manual transmission car with surprising balance. It's fun to drive and can actually haul all of my stuff for a road trip that gets me there and back on just one tank of gas. Not to mention accessibility to the affordable destinations I write about.
For more, visit Toyota.com.
All right. I'm just looking at a list. Rich McFadden sent me a list of Sylvester Stallone's movies from worst to best. And right in the middle is that movie Escape Plan that he did with Schwarzenegger. And the reviewer says, not much of a plot, but it's a lot of fun to watch the Italian Stallion and Arnold tear stuff up. It doesn't say stuff, but it was kind of a silly. You know, those movies.
You know,
for me,
if you threw out Rocky and Rambo series, which obviously is two iconic franchises, I'm a big fan of Cliffhanger. I thought that was a really good action movie. And also like Daylight. He did a movie called Daylight. Didn't make a lot of money. Sort of a revamping of the Poseidon Adventure in a tunnel. I enjoyed watching that.
1996. The Expendables have done well. But Cliffhanger wasn't John Lithgow the bad guy in that?
He was.
I remember.
He was.
Yeah, right.
That was a Rennie Holland movie. Big budget movie. Stallone did a lot of his own stunts. He has a lot of fun.
Cobra, who can forget that? All right. What else have we got?
One other bit. We talked about Ben Affleck being Batman yesterday. Well, he is going to pass on the series going forward. Matt Reeves, the director of the last few Planet of the Eight movies, is going to make a new Batman movie that's going to come out in 2021. It's going to feature a younger Bruce Wayne, so no Ben Affleck involved with this project.
All right. There's some interesting news. Chuck Curry on the DJ.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.